When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I am continually blown away by the power and the reach of the NFL. We agree on almost nothing in the United States. Not necessarily a bad thing. If we all agreed, A, life would be boring, and B, nothing would get done. There'd be no progress. So we agree on almost nothing except football. I know the final numbers are still coming in, but considering multiple networks as well as the digital platforms, you knew the numbers would increase in 2020. Four. Not to mention it's Chiefs who really transcend the sport now. They're a little bit like the Golden State Warriors in the NBA because of the star power. And yes, partly because of the Swifties and Taylor, like it or not, she is a part of the equation now. But Patrick Mahomes, he's bigger than football. Travis Kelce is becoming bigger than football. This is the league's newest dynasty, and the league does a good job marketing them. And I have no trouble with Patrick Mahomes being the face of the NFL. He is a terrific ambassador. He's even funnier with a chip on his shoulder. So it's Chiefs and it's Niners who have an extensive fan base. One of the largest metros in our country, top five market if we're talking media. So we agree on almost nothing, but we agree on football. We knew the numbers would be up, but this blows me away. Nearly two-thirds of our nation's population watched all or part of the Super Bowl on TV or digital. You guys, 202 million people watched all or part. Now, that means some people just tuned in for halftime to see Usher. Others tuned in to watch commercials. Others were at parties, couldn't have cared less about the actual game. But the majority of people, I mean, it peaked when this game was going late fourth quarter and overtime, sucks us in, doesn't let go. So yeah, big time increases, multiple ways to watch, whether Paramount Plus, NFL platforms, CBS, Eek, also Univision and Nickelodeon. I'm interested in the numbers specifically for Nickelodeon. We'll see how much that broadcast has grown. The stated goal of Roger Goodell is $25 billion in revenue. The league is getting close. The last I heard it was $23 billion. Only two more billion to go. Oh, did you hear the news? Amazon Prime will have a playoff game next year. That's the scuttlebutt. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I tweeted this on Monday afternoon. We can't miss you if you never go away. Please, just go away for a little bit. That's all. And to that end, what's your next big thing in sports? We've got a post up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Already, we've seen multiple, well, probably 25% of the franchises in the NFL overhaul their coaching staffs. We've got a bunch of brand new first-time head coaches that will get a shot in 24. The combine is not that far away, which means agents and general managers and scouts and coaches. League meetings come up in March, and then franchise tags and the run-up to free agency, which means cuts and teams trying to get under the salary cap. Even on Monday, the Steelers made multiple cuts, and one of them was quarterback Mitch Trubisky. 2 years with the Steelers, right? They signed him to start last season, which he did, but then they quickly went to Kenny Pickett. This year, He was out there on the field briefly when Pickett was hurt, but they quickly shifted and pivoted to Mason Rudolph, who, by the way, is hitting free agency, which means Pickett right now is the only quarterback that's on the roster officially for 2024. And Trubisky was never going to get the $7 million against the cap that he would have counted, and then $8 million in 2025. So the Steelers are saving money on him. But remember, this was the guy that the Bears moved up to get at number two overall in 2017. And so it's just beginning. But other than football, what's your next big thing? 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio. You can also find us on Twitter and on our Facebook page. G's been hanging on in Dallas. G, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dallas. This is my first time calling, so I didn't know what to expect. I've been on hold a long time, but you know what, Amy? I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Every time I wait around to hear American Woman, I just crack up because I know you're coming, okay?
Thank you.
So, no, thank you. Thank you. You just keep on being yourself. And I have about 100 things going through my mind. That's why I said, now what you do? See, I'm right hitting 70 years old. So what you do is you just hold on to three thoughts. So my first thought is I appreciate you letting me live vicariously through you with the Vegas experience, because I'm not trying to go to Vegas, okay? But I appreciate you. So every moment, everything you say about Vegas, I'm just sucking it in because I have a friend who travels all around the world and I live vicariously through her, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And with the Patrick Mahomes and the Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift, you know, and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I prayed for all of them before the Super Bowl began. I prayed for everybody on the San Francisco 49ers, the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah?
And the first time Andy Reid, they won the Super Bowl, and I was saying, Andy. You know, I just loved it, okay? I was just so happy for Andy coming from where he came from. Anyway, but thank you for letting me get through.
You're welcome.
And, so.
Now, you don't want to go to Vegas simply because it doesn't sound interesting to you, or?
You know what? I've been this way all my life. My mom tried to get me to do things. I was 2 years old. She took me to the airport in Memphis. See, I'm in Dallas, but I came from Memphis.
Okay.
She took me to the airport to see planes come in. I cried. She didn't take me back because I like to stay at home. I'm a homebody.
Okay.
We went to vacations, and I went to Disneyland in 1965. And rode the Matterhorn, and I prayed, God, if you let me off this thing, I won't have to pray this prayer anymore because I will not get back on it. And my mom made me ride horses. You know, she just pushed me. So I like staying at home, and I can look at pictures, and I can look at videos, and
that's
I'm
true.
Good. I'm good.
The virtual experience is amazing
doing,
now.
Amy.
I will do that.
Keep on doing it, baby, and I'll be listening to you, okay?
All right, G. Thanks so much for keeping us company.
All right, baby. Thank you for keeping me company.
You're
Peace
welcome.
Out.
Bye. Peace out. It's fantastic. All right, G, so this is for you as a Chiefs fan, and then we'll try to work in another call here. Did you all hear or see? I guess the option is there for both. You can check it out on our show Twitter because I think I retweeted it after our CBS. The call from Patrick Mahomes on the field. NFL Films caught it as he was in the huddle, delivering the call for that game-winning touchdown in overtime. So we just cut up a little snippet of what it sounds like.
Hey, so I got church right bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry right, yellow. Orange, let's go!
13 seconds to go in the overtime.
Set, we're good!
A touchdown wins the game.
Set.
Right side touchdown! Kansas City! There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. to the mouth.
I think it was just all the emotions. I mean, to win a football game like that and obviously to win the Super Bowl like that is something you dream of as a little kid. And so I was celebrating with my team. And I started running. I didn't know where I was going. Fell down. It was a lot of emotions and just gratitude, man. So thankful just to be able to be in that moment and enjoy that with my teammates.
I was just running. I didn't know where I was going. Didn't Mecole Hardman say he blacked out after he caught the ball? That's the new popular thing with athletes when they have this moment that they've dreamed of for years, when it's a championship-winning moment or it's a game-winning opportunity. Yeah, they black out. And here for Patrick, I just started running. I didn't know where I was going. I fell down.
Let's go!
If you actually go to NFL Twitter, this is kind of fun. Their new header is him laying on the ground at Allegiant Stadium. So it's him after he's fallen down, and he's the only one in the photo. I do love the way that the NFL handles its social media. They're constantly changing their headers and also changing their Twitter bios as well. It's neat. They're very active and obviously very popular. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. My Twitter is not nearly as interesting, but we're taking your responses to our next big thing in sports, or your next big thing in sports, on both Twitter as well as on our Facebook page. Phone number is 855-212-4227. Now, Andy Reid did a press conference on Monday. He's not retiring, by the way. He's talked about how difficult it is to three-peat, which, of course, is the new conversation. But also, Jay, can you do me a favor? Just the beginning of that clip from NFL Films where Patrick is dialing up the play.
Hey. Hey, so go church right bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry right yellow. Orange, let's go!
Okay, so by the way, his call at the line of scrimmage is orange, which is not the Chiefs color, but it is my favorite color. And so now he's got a piece of my heart anyway. Andy Reid, in his press conference, and this was also something we snagged from NFL Twitter, he breaks down the play that Patrick Mahomes used in the huddle.
Tiger 12, so that puts Mecole in, and two tight ends, one running back.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry right, one-way play. We don't have a lot of one-way plays, but this is it.
Yeah.
And it's gun, trips right, bunch, F shuttle.
Okay.
And that gives you a little corn dog with
some mustard and ketchup.
The reporter's talking over him and doesn't even realize Andy Reid has brought up more food. It's a corn dog with some mustard and relish, he says, or mustard and ketchup.
Okay.
So he gets asked about the play, and it's gun, trips right, bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry, right, yellow. And Reid, I think it's fascinating for people who didn't play football or maybe who aren't familiar with how playbooks and plays work. This is why quarterbacks have to study their asses off, because these plays are so intricate and they're complicated. And even if you know the offense, the language and the dialect and the terminology is going to be different. You hear quarterbacks talk about that. Maybe they go from West Coast system to West Coast system, or they go to a new team where they're familiar with the coordinator or the quarterback's coach or even the head coach. Yeah, the offensive sets can be the same, but the terminology is completely different from team to team. And then how about this? When coordinators slash head coaches, if it's your head coach who's calling plays like Andy Reid is, when they are installing plays from year to year, they change the terminology. Because why? Well, defensive scouts and defensive coordinators and guys who are watching film, they pick up on this stuff. The defenses pick up on this stuff. So if you don't change the terminology and alter it from year to year, sometimes from month to month during a season, well, you're going to be tipping off your defense. Your defenses know as well as you do sometimes. So it's nonstop, where you have to be learning and memorizing. Gun, trips right, bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry, right, yellow.
Hey, so gun, trips right, bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry, right, yellow.
Orange.
It's so funny to hear Andy Reid say it, like, slowly. And then, yes, like, it's easy that way. Then Mahomes has got to do it with everything going on in the huddle, talking to everybody. Remember all that? It's crazy. It's cool to hear.
I wish. Well, you know that Andy Reid is in Pat's helmet until 15 seconds before the clock runs out, the play clock runs out. So he is in there. So he's just repeated it to Pat. Though at this point, even again, though the terminology may change to try to disguise it with the defense or to make sure that they're not tipping at the line of scrimmage, Pat is constantly hearing it from Andy, but also the offense is built around him too, which is so much fun. So yeah, check it out on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then you can hear more in NFL Films, which by the way has moved to CW. So now inside the NFL and what it sounds like, the Super Bowl version of the NFL Films, where the players are mic'd up and you can hear all their conversations and their reactions, that comes out on the CW, but it does stream for free. So even if you don't have CW, it streams for free.
Sweet.
What's your next big thing in sports? Rick is listening in Boston. Rick, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Amy? How's the married life going?
It's great. Thank you. Almost 2 months. Crazy.
Almost 2 months. Wow, yeah. You're a veteran already. You gotta love it. Anyways, always 1 week after the Super Bowl. I can't wait. The Daytona 500. Let's go racing, baby. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Does he still do the boogity, boogity, boogity?
Yeah, no, DW gave it up a while back, and I think he owns the trademark. So I don't think we do boogity, boogity, boogity anymore, although a lot of us old school fans still do.
Well, I remember it, of course. I've been in love with the Daytona 500, really the pomp and circumstance of what is the grandest stage in racing for such a long time. And I always look forward to it as well. And I'm really glad that they've split it up now, because it used to be that it intersected with the Super Bowl, right? And it used to be, at some point it was either on a playoff weekend or it was on Super Bowl Sunday, and that does not do.
Yeah, NASCAR finally smartened up and realized they can't go up against the NFL.
Right, exactly. Well, really, it's not fair to any sport to try to go up against the NFL, the Super Bowl. But yeah, looking forward to it. Speed Weeks get underway, and the Daytona is just the start of it, right? So I'm all excited, but I will be parked in my chair. Having gone to my first NASCAR race when I was 12, it's something that I look forward to as well.
I used to go to Daytona every year.
Wow.
I have not been back since 01. For obvious reasons.
Well, yes, for obvious reasons. I remember that one. I don't think I watched NASCAR for a year after that. I couldn't turn it on.
I have not been back to that track since. I just can't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. He was my favorite driver, too, so I understand that.
He was everybody's favorite driver. The man. He was the working man's work. He was the working man's driver. He was blue collar.
Do you know that?
He worked for everything he ever got. His old man did the same thing.
He did. He built his way up into a conglomerate and a champion. But I remember when Jeff Gordon came along, and similar to what the phenomenon that we get with other fans in different sports, where you don't just cheer for your guy or your team, you also root for your opponent or your rival to fail. That became my life as a NASCAR fan. Not only did I love Dale Earnhardt and followed everything that he did and went to races and all that kind of stuff and cheered for him, but then when the Boy Wonder came along, that was it. I hated Jeff Gordon as much as I loved Dale Earnhardt.
Amy, I'll tell you, well, I'll leave you with this. You know what the best thing about going to a NASCAR race is? If you go to a football game, you're either a Patriots fan or a Jets fan, who's ever on the field that day, okay?
Gotcha,
There's very little in-between room. There could be 43 different race fans in the same row with you, sitting right side beside you.
Yes.
Everybody has a different driver.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. I do miss it. I used to have season tickets to Pocono and Talladega, but once the NFL, covering the NFL became my life, then I couldn't do it anymore.
You know my favorite track? Bristol. The fastest half mile in racing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people love it there. Thank you, Rick. You got my juices flowing now.
Have a good one, Amy.
You too.
Good luck.
Oh, I think he was going to say good luck with marriage. Let's hope that it's not about luck. What's your next big thing in sports? Your next big thing in sports on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's see. What else? Oh, gosh. A little bit from Tom Brady. He's got advice, of course. Says Vegas was the super site. But when it comes to trying to get over the failure and the pain of losing another Super Bowl for some of these Niners, that's the second time in the last couple of years, right? The guys who were there the last 5 years. he reminds them that all hope is not lost. Oh, and he weighs in. Now, this is Rich. He weighs in on Travis Kelce going after his head coach. If anybody can weigh in with experience and with authority, that would be Tom Brady. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's life, man. Life's tough. And, you know, bad things happen, and it's all about how you respond, but right now, it sucks.
I was speechless. I couldn't really look anybody in the eye, especially all my teammates. I could have done more. Everybody could have done more, and there's really not much to say at this point. It's going to hurt, and it's going to hit in waves, and but that's life.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You can hear the pain, the dejection, the disappointment, in some cases, flat-out devastation from Christian McCaffrey and Nick Bosa, who, of course, are trying to think big picture. This is life. It's part of life. Failure and coming up short, they certainly hurt. Bosa even admits he was a wreck post-game. He couldn't speak to anyone. And yet, the proverbial sun comes up tomorrow is cliche for a reason. Yeah, the world keeps moving. Time can be a blessing and a curse. And I say this about grief when we lose people, but I think it applies in maybe a lesser scale to the disappointment of coming so close to a dream and a goal and coming up short. Sometimes it's like grieving the death of your dream, at least for a time, because you have to look at it for what it is. It was a failure. You gave it everything you had, and you still didn't get to where you wanted to go. You didn't realize that dream. And yeah, all the blood, sweat, tears that go into it, it means it hurts. Anyone who loves, well, let me back that up. Those who love the most hurt the most, right? And these are the guys who have given it everything they've got to try to get to this point and to be up twice by 10 points and not be able to protect the lead against the Chiefs. The feeling is all too familiar. But you know what? Anything worth having is also worth sacrificing for. And these experiences can make the redemption that much sweeter, but also brings them closer. Why is that? Well, Yoda says failure, the best teacher is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Wait, is Tom Brady going to try to be like...
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Yoda, when it comes to his advice for the Niners.
You can work really hard at something, and you could give your all to it for a long period of time, and sometimes things just don't work out. And what can you do? Do you let that discourage you and force you not to get out of bed? Or do you say, you know what, I got to do something about it and I got to try to go make it right? And I think that's the best way to handle it, in my opinion, is to get right back at it and try to have a short memory, but learn from everything. Learn from the wins, learn from the losses. And the losses you really learn from, because you really micro dissect every single thought, decision, practice, all that. And we did that. We certainly did that for a long time at the Patriots when it didn't go our way.
That's true. You got to be able to do it, though, and flush it. You have to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You stew in it, you review it, you go over it and determine what you can take away from it, what you can learn, where you can improve, and then you got to flush it. You got to get rid of it. You can't keep hanging on to the grief. There is no formula for getting through something like this. And this applies to sports, a big loss, a devastating loss, but also applies to real life. There's no tried and true formula. This is how long you grieve, and this is when you move on, and this is when you get better, this is when you're healed. Nah, it doesn't work that way. Humans and their hearts don't, and their mind and their will, their emotions, our spirits, our souls, we don't work that way. And so there'll be a definite grieving process here. And then for those who are part of the Niners moving forward, and that's the challenging part too, is that you won't ever get the same group together. It's rare. Remember when the Bucks won the Super Bowl? And then the year after, it's unheard of to have every starter back. Everybody who started in the Super Bowl was with the team again to begin the following season. That's unheard of. But yeah, at some point, the determination, the perseverance, the refusal to quit or give up, that motivation kicks in. Brady was there in Vegas all week. We did not see him personally, but there were billboards of him everywhere, commercials. The one with, was it Vince Vaughn that he was with?
Matt Damon.
Oh, well, that was the Dunkings one. Well, the Dunkings, right. That was really funny. Damon was in it, but it was more about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Almost set up to be like an audition for a particular music show, a band, something like that. And he recruited Affleck, much of the chagrin of his wife, recruited Matt Damon and Tom Brady. And it was really funny because at the end she said, Brady, you can stay. He was on the keyboard. But that wasn't the only one. The one with, everybody can play except for you, Tom Brady. I can't remember what the game was or is. Everybody can play except for Tom Brady. Something, it was a Vegas thing and there was a huge billboard. Was it DraftKings maybe? Everybody can play except for you. I'll have to look it up. So this is the problem. I remember the commercial because of the people and if it made me laugh, but I don't remember what. Oh, is it BetMGM?
I think it was BetMGM.
Okay, I don't remember what it was that they were hawking, which again is bad. But it was funny and there was a lot of star power in it. And so
BetMGM is for everyone but Tom Brady.
Everyone but Tom Brady. That's right. So that was really funny. Vince Vaughn was great. He's so classic when he delivers his punchlines. He doesn't crack a smile. And there were a bunch of different cameos in that one as well. So actually a lot of people voted that the best Super Bowl commercial of 2024. You'll have to tell me if you agree. But the commercial itself was titled, Tom Has Won Enough. Tom Has Won Enough. So yeah, Brady and Vaughn had great chemistry. It was a lot of fun to see them play off one another back and forth. But it wasn't just them. Yeah, there were definitely other cameos in there as well. So you have to go and watch it. Hello. Boomer just opened up the door and started whispering while we're on the air. He said, hello.
Sorry.
As I'm just about to go to a break. All right. We'll take a break. Phone number is 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. That's so funny. You heard me whispering my half of the conversation. Why was I whispering? I've got a microphone turned on in front of me, but that was nice of Boomer. So Twitter, Facebook, the next big thing for you in sports is what? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here's our latest sports update, and here's... He just stuck his head in and started whispering.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I want to talk about Las Vegas, man. That was a great weekend. That was a lot going on, and what a venue for a game, the stadium. It's amazing how it kind of hosted everyone and everything. Everyone seemed to have a great time. I was kind of pulled in about 1,000 different directions, but I think by the time the game came, I was so worn out. I was probably more worn out than the players at the end of the game. So I had a good night's sleep, and the game obviously went long. What a great game, but it was a great weekend of football. And I think for everyone who loves football in America, you got to see a real classic and someone in Patrick who's continues to do mind-blowing things, and he's just what a great career he's off to. But he continues to lead the team, and it was just a great day for football.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tom Brady's next big thing, getting ready for his Fox debut. I'm actually really excited, and he's definitely practicing. And like Peyton Manning, he's got staying power, whether it's broadcasting in a booth, whether it's commercials, his production company, he is definitely not going away. And I got to say, as someone who was caught many times on camera yelling at his coordinator and Josh McDaniels, getting in the face of teammates, I was really interested to hear what he had to say about the Travis Kelce, Andy Reid situation, and he also addressed that on his Let's Go podcast on SiriusXM NFL Radio.
There's always
make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Doc, I'm sweating the small stuff. I can't sit still. I feel like I'm in such a pinch.
Well, that sounds like a clear case of scrotus tutitus. To put it simply, you need to upgrade your underwear to Tommy John. They're soft,
breathable,
and lightweight.
Please tell me they're moisture-wicking.
Naturally. Plus, they stretch and move with you, so you can keep your mind and everything else clear.
This solves everything.
Not quite everything, but the thousands of five-star reviews and Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee will give you the peace of mind you clearly need.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
You can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Now can we talk about my...
Oh, I'm sorry, our time is up. But remember, 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
It's little family issues. And, you know, I of course, I don't mind seeing it, you know, because I was a part of a lot of those things. You're thinking emotions are so high. You are definitely not centered and balanced. You're not in a meditative state at that point. You are fully determined to go after and to win. So I think a lot of the things that are said during the games, people should just let them fly off their back. And I actually think Coach Reid handled it just awesome, like he always does, because he just said, you know, I was a little off balance, and, you know, Travis is such a competitor. And I love that, because it just speaks to, you know, his leadership ability, because some coaches would get so sensitive and, "Oh, you embarrassed me and you did that." And man, you're a competitor, you're an athlete.
I appreciate Tom Brady's perspective, and I certainly do love that Andy Reid has grace for Travis Kelce. I am so grateful that he did not fall to the ground. First of all, he could have gotten hurt. And I know he's a big dude, but still, he can fall over. And second of all, that would have looked far worse for Travis. Both of them have talked about it publicly. Both have indicated it's just a part of their relationship and a part of the heat of the moment. I love that Brady says you're not in a meditative state. You're kind of off balance. Well, that's true. The intensity is ratcheted up. But I had a chance to ask Danan Hughes, who's a former Chiefs wide receiver and longtime radio analyst, along with Mitch Holtis on their radio network. Ask him about why this is not a bigger deal, because both of them are downplaying it right now. Here's what he had to say about Reid and Kelce.
I'd say this, the relationship that they have is different than maybe what people may perceive from the outside or assume. And then also the regard and respect that we've seen. So when you have Travis Kelce and he's been around this team, this organization for so long, and Andy Reid and the 11 years that he's been here, like you have to weigh that as a factor in any kind of dust-up or any kind of conversation or whatever you may deem it to be, because we all have families, we all have friendships, we all have relationships that had there been a camera in the face of us with any of those that we've had for 10-plus years, you probably would see some similar reaction. So I feel like because it's on camera, it's blown up. But you also have to recognize that there's a regard and respect that he has. I mean, you go back to the story about why Kansas City even drafted Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce being a factor in that, and Andy Reid coming from Philadelphia and drafting Jason and then talking to Jason about whether he should draft Travis. There's a lot more meat on the bone than just what we see on an occasional dust-up on the sideline. So I feel like, because we see it, it should be talked about. But I think also you have two guys that are very transparent. They're not cliche guys. Andy Reid is very transparent. Travis Kelce with his podcast, very transparent. Like, we should believe them and what they say. At the hottest, most heated moment and the most important game of their careers, like, sometimes those things happen. As a former player, I recognize it, and I don't necessarily put a lot of stock into it.
Andy is now the oldest coach in the NFL, obviously at the top of his profession with the third ring as a head coach in 5 years, not to mention going back to his coordinator and assistant coach days and how successful he's been. His coaching tree is incredibly successful as well around the league, John Harbaugh being one of those mm-hmm. guys. Why does it still work for him with so many young athletes at 65 years old?
You know what? I think it's just about a regard and a respect. I've always said, and you can take this to the bank, Amy, when you watch, a lot can be said about a coach, not from the X's and O's, but from the post-game handshake. Watch how coaches interact with other coaches at the handshake, and that'll tell you a lot about their integrity, it'll tell you a lot about the character, and it'll tell you a lot about the regard and respect that they have. And to a man, to a game, to a coach, you look through Andy's career, there's never a cold handshake. There's never altercation. There's never anything bitter that happens at midfield, whether we win or lose or whether he has won or lost. That tells you about the regard that he has around the league. And I feel like not a lot of coaches recognize that. They don't recognize that importance. Maybe they get caught up in the emotion of the game. But Andy is steady. And I feel like that respect that he's garnered from other coaches or within that NFL community tells a lot about him. So when you have coordinators like Matt Nagy that goes away to the Chicago Bears, tries to live his dream as a head coach, doesn't do well, but has a regard and respect, didn't leave any crazy circumstances, and comes back, and now he's able to win another Super Bowl with this organization. We've heard those different stories. Players like Mecole Hardman going to the Jets and then being welcomed back and making a key play in the Super Bowl. Like, there's so much that you can say about Andy Reid as a person, and I think that makes him such a great coach, is because players recognize that. I'm a former player. I recognize how you act at midfield with other coaches. I recognize what you say at the podium during the week as you prepare for games. I recognize if you're a guy that says, hey, don't give anybody bulletin board material as a player, but then you go out and you say something crazy on the podium and you are conflicting yourself. So with that being said, I just feel like Andy carries himself as a true pro, and players recognize that and want to follow that kind of leadership.
Strong words of endorsement from Danan Hughes, who played in the Chiefs organization and has been there for years with Andy Reid as the head coach and obviously Travis Kelce in year 11. We know they're going into year 12, barring some crazy unforeseen circumstance, because Reid will not be retiring. He did put that to bed on Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you did not catch the rest of that interview with Danan, he was still in Las Vegas and he was hanging out with his cousin, and she was throwing lemons at him because she's a Niners fan. So while he was doing the interview, he was getting pelted by lemons at the hotel. And he said to me, you know what happens, or you know how to avoid being upset after a Super Bowl? Win. Because he was also trash-talking his cousin while she was sitting there. Anyway, that's part of our podcast, as well as the story of the Mob Museum with Chicago Johnny, who called earlier. The brunch that Jay and I did on Friday as his early birthday present, and a thank you for all the hard work in Vegas. That story as well. Podcast link is posted every weekday morning right after the show on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. There's a lot more still to come, the fallout and kind of the other dominoes that drop in the wake of a Super Bowl. And we're just gearing up for an offseason, but we're asking you, what's the next big thing in sports? Ryan is listening in Toronto. Ryan, welcome to After Hours.
Morning, Amy.
Hey.
So I just got one word, hockey.
How about two? So Stanley Cup.
I'm literally, and Canadians argue this, but I'm in the mecca of the NHL up here.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it just keeps rolling with hockey and Stanley Cup playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not hurting for anything.
So does it make you happy, or does it bother you that the Vancouver Canucks actually have the most points in the NHL?
You know what? To me, it's more about a Canadian team winning the Stanley Cup now.
Okay, all right.
We haven't since Montreal in 92, I think it was, off the top of my head. So Vancouver, I'm all for them winning right now. Like, Edmonton's on a heater, too. Like,
a heater.
So I'm one of those unfortunate Maple Leaf fans that it's well known we suffer. So
I do every spring I root for you guys. I mean, every spring. But there are a lot of teams, though, like the Detroit Lions, that can empathize, because they've never even been to a Super Bowl, right? So since Canada hasn't had a Stanley Cup champion going back to the early 90s, even the Niners fans can empathize because it's been that long for them. Though they have had an opportunity, the Stanley Cup drought, it's stretched out a long time for Canada.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little frustrating as a fan, but I mean, you look at most of the teams are built with Canadians anyways.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. It's nice knowing that some of my favorite players are still winning out there. As long as there's hockey, I'm happy.
Okay, good. Well, that makes me happy if you're happy, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling.
Right. Thanks, Amy.
I was thinking actually about the Stanley Cup playoffs and sudden death at the end of the Super Bowl, because they've got all these new rules now. And what we really didn't know, including the Niners, actually, Eric Armstead said after the game, he had no idea what the rules were. This is kind of funny, too. And I don't know where Jay got this from or where you found it. Was this on social? That Kyle Shanahan was Kyle Shanahan was with Evan Washburn before the game. This is a really short clip. And he was asked about overtime and about whether or not San Francisco could have done something differently or how they could have won instead of the Chiefs.
Love to score a touchdown there at the end. I could pad another chance.
Well, that's not how it goes anymore, though. Right? So the rules have changed so much that a lot of people, both on the field and in the stadium and outside the stadium, had no idea what was going to happen. So it's really actually comical that so many people are debating what Kyle should have done when there's zero precedent. There's no sample size. So yeah, it's easy to say now you should have deferred and allowed the Chiefs to go first. Because if they scored a touchdown, the game wouldn't be over. You'd know what you need. I don't know, Jay. Would you have been bold enough to go for two with the Super Bowl on the line?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. There's no way. I'd rather go for the tie and put it on my defense. And there are people that are talking about the defense being tired and you get the ball third, but there's no precedent whatsoever. So that's the big debate. But I was thinking about the Stanley Cup because we found out that had it finished up the 15 minutes, I mean, the Chiefs scored that touchdown with, what, like 3 seconds to go in overtime, but they would have gone into a second overtime, and then it would have been sudden death. And so that reminded me of Stanley Cup playoffs on the horizon. What's your next big thing in sports? Off into the wild blue yonder we go, post-football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.